coming up on episode number 791. Well, 42, that's the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Of course, if you don't know what the question is, well, that's coming up. It's actually going to be the topic of today's show. What is life, the universe, and everything? We're going to answer that with several songs containing those words in the very title. It's all of this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, August 2nd, 2011. My name is Brian Ibben. Thank you for tuning in for Coverville today. Today is going to be a Life, the Universe, and Everything episode. Okay, so here's the deal. I turned 42 today, and since that is the answer in the Douglas Adams pantheon of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 42 is the answer to Life, the Universe, and Everything. They build this big supercomputer. I really should have just had an audio clip from the radio show, right, to explain all this? Well, anyway, 42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. So they then have to build a second computer to figure out what the question is. Well, we're going to figure out what the question is right here, all of us together, with songs that contain the word in the title, contain the words life, the universe, or everything. Let's start off with a set of life songs. We're going to kick things off with a cover of Frank Sinatra by the appropriately named Frank Sin. This comes from a compilation from 2006 called The Cheap Lullaby Record Sampler. It's a cover of That's Life. Here is Frank Sin.
What's the matter with your life? Is the poverty bringing you down? Is the mailman checking you around? Did he put your $1 million check in someone else's box? Tell me, what's the matter with your world? Was it a boy when you wanted a girl?
Boy when you wanted a girl.
Don't you know straight hair ain't got no curl?
No curl.
Life ain't angry funky unless it's got that pop. Dig it.
Pop life.
Everybody needs a thrill.
Pop life.
We all got a space to fill.
Pop life.
Everybody can be on top. But life ain't angry funky unless it's got that pop. Dig it. Tell me, what's it underneath your hair? Is it anybody living there? Say you just don't care. Show me boy who stays in school and I'll show you boy I wear.
Pop life.
Everybody needs a thrill.
Pop life.
We all got a space to fill.
Pop life.
Everybody can't be on top. But that ain't real funky unless it's got that pop.
Your nose.
Is that where all your money goes?
That's where your money goes.
The river of addiction flows. You think it's hot, but
there will be no water when the fire blows.
Dig it.
Pop life.
Everybody needs a thrill.
Pop life.
We all got a space to fill.
Pop life.
Everybody wants to be on top, but
life it ain't real funky. Let's just get that pop.
Since I bought the gimmick about something called love. Yeah, something called love. Well, that's like hypnotizing chickens. I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I've had it in the ear before. Cause all the love's for life. Cause all the love's for life. That
like hypnotizing chickens. I'm just a modern guy. Of course I've had it in the ear before. Cause I'm a lustful life. Love a lustful life. Cause I'm a lustful life. Ooh, lustful life. I got a lustful life. I got a lustful life.
That is Twitch with their cover of Lust for Life. Came from a tribute to Iggy Pop called Pop OD. Came out a few years ago. Really cool version of Lust for Life, stripped down. Even from the original version, which is kind of stripped down in and of itself. You know, you've just got the drums predominantly in that song, but even further stripped down by the group Twitch. Before that, Pop Life, covered by a group called Prince Generations. I can't believe that Prince doesn't have a problem with a group called Prince Generations covering Prince songs. That one comes from a German CD called Schockadelica, Diverse Artister, 50th Anniversary Tribute to Prince. Came out in 2008, was online, was available for a very, very short period of time. I think it was even a free download. And somebody found it and somebody took it down quick, but was available as a free download for a little while. Soul to Soul being covered right before that by The Realists featuring Ms. Dynamite, a cover of Back to Life, However Do You Want Me, from a 2002 collection called One Love. Stay Tuned right before that. You know, they do all these great TV theme songs, kind of combining The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy and The Facts of Life from the TV show the same name. Song was originally written by Alan Thicke. That one you'll find on their 2010 album, The Last TV Dinner. And then we start off the set with Frank Sinn covering Frank Sinatra. Look at that. I had a Prince Generations covering Prince and Frank Sinn covering Frank Sinatra. A cover of That's Life that's from the 2006 Cheap Lullaby Records sampler. I imagine that I got that free somewhere. And I imagine it's got a bunch of different artists. And I imagine it's probably not all covers, but boy, that's one you got to look for. We'll see if we can find that on Amazon and put a link in the show notes to that one. Coverville is brought to you by ThinkGeek.com. I'm not going to go too far into it because we got a lot of songs to get to, but check out ThinkGeek.com for some of the coolest stuff around. Let's see. Let me just pull it up here because I know I've bought some other cool stuff in here. I think I've told you about my Annoyatron story where I've irritated the neighbor. Oh, how about the Star Wars Force FX lightsabers? All right, so you know you watch the Star Wars movies, and aside from Jar Jar Binks, the coolest thing in those are the lightsabers, right? And having that power, that the weight of a real lightsaber and the heft and the noise, you just don't get that from those little plastic ones you used to be able to get. Remember how the first time you bought those plastic ones, you got them home and you started swinging them at your brother, it would bend right in half? Yeah, no good. Well, the Star Wars Force FX lightsabers are made with a fiberglass blade, and not only can you whack your brother with it, when you do, it'll make that noise that the lightsabers make when you hit them against something. All the rest of the time they'll go vroom, 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 stuff like that. So yeah, Tristan will demonstrate for those people in the chat room. He'll get the one down that I have. You can get that at ThinkGeek, and you can get it for cheaper. You can save up to 17%. They're on sale right now. There it is right there, and that's the noise they make. And nice. We got Star Wars kid in the background right here, and he's going to whack me on the head with that. No, he's not. Okay, maybe
no,
he's not.
I was.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Demonstrate.
I am.
Okay. How far back? What, are you going to swing at me?
I'm going to hit the ceiling.
Oh, don't hit the ceiling. All right. Anyway, so it's Star Wars Force FX lightsabers from ThinkGeek. Go to coverville.com and use the link right there for ThinkGeek, and that will help me out. It'll help ThinkGeek out, and you'll get yourself a cool thing, maybe even that Star Wars Force FX lightsaber. Okay, back to the music, so turn that off, please. Nice, see? It even makes that noise. How cool is that? All right, so we covered Life, the first set, Life. Universe, not as many covers with the term universe in them, but I found a couple that I think you're really going to enjoy. First off, how about 10cc, the band that did The Things We Do for Love? In 1993, they contributed, or they donated a song to a Q Magazine ride-along CD called Why Don't We Do It in the Road, a tribute to the Beatles. How about a live version of Across the Universe?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'd like to do a John Lennon song for you that we love.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither by me as they make their way across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are flowing through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jackarooadeva. Oh, nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind into a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Private Universe by Artisan Guns from a tribute to Crowded House and Split Ends and Tim and Neil Finn called He Will Have His Way. Came out last year in Australia. It is the sequel to an album called She Will Have Her Way, which was women covering songs of Tim and Neil Finn. This is the sequel with men covering songs of Tim and Neil Finn. Artisan Guns with their cover of Private Universe. Before that, 10cc covering Across the Universe. From a 1993 collection that came along with Q magazine called Why Don't We Do It in the Road, a tribute to the Beatles, of course, right there, the title. There's our universe set, two songs, right? So we'll make up for it with everything at the end. Really quickly, Bluehost.com. Go to Bluehost.com, get some cheap hosting. Well, go there through Coverville. Go to Coverville first, then go to Bluehost. Unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage, email addresses, yada, yada, yada. You've heard me talk about these guys. I can't recommend them enough. They are the hosts that I've been using ever since I started Coverville. And they've always been very, very helpful in checking with me when I make changes to the site that, maybe unusual to check and make sure that it's me doing it and not a hacker, things like that. Really cool company. Check them out, Bluehost.com. All right, last set of music, and yes, this is going to be a lot of stuff. We're going to kick things off with a cover of Jellyfish that came out on Sensory Lullabies, a tribute to Jellyfish, way back in 2007. It's a cover of All I Want Is Everything. Ain't that the truth? It's Millicent Friendly. We'll be right back.
told me, boy, everything she wants is everything she sees. I guess I must have loved you, because I said you were the perfect girl for me, baby. And now it's 6 months older, and everything you want and everything you see is out of reach. That's good enough.
like to say.
Promised on the news at 10. Like my personal place in the sun, it never happened alone. And as for the greatest love of all, that's been sworn in a billion lives. And as mine by birthright, of it I've seen none. Tell me where. Where is my everything? Where is my everything? Where are the children 2.3 that were meant to be sent to me? The patter of whose tiny feet would make my life so sweet. They've been filed along with a pot of gold that was meant to cement my nest. And to help to keep out the cold while keeping in the rest. Tell me where is my everything? Where is my everything? Where's the monument I leave to a grateful nation whose citizens will bend the knee each time my tale is out the cold while keeping in the rest. Tell me where is my everything? Where is my everything? Oh, where is my everything? Where is my
close out the show, a cover of Nick Lowe anyway, by Greg Brown from a 2001 collection called Labor of Love, the music of Nick Lowe. That is Where's My Everything. Before that, Sonos bringing a little a cappella to the show from a 2009 album called Sonos Sings. That's Radiohead's Everything in Its Right Place. And what is everything? Everything is everything. Right before that, Lauryn Hill's Everything is Everything, covered by Booker T. Jones. You know, Booker T. and the MGs, Green Onions from the 1960s. That comes from their brand new album, The Road from Memphis. The deluxe edition came out this year. The Rebel Yell, right before that, with a cover of Wham's Everything She Wants. And starting off the set, Millicent Friendly and a cover of Jellyfish, All I Want is Everything. That comes from a tribute CD called Sensory Lullabies, which came out in 2007. Excuse me, I'm all choked up. Came out in 2007. Sensory Lullabies, a tribute to Jellyfish. A great CD. It's a little hard to find right now, but it's worth it if you check it out. If you find it, totally worth it. Look for it. But that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or go to coverville.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Searches, t-shirts, posters, DVDs. I lied about the posters. Check it out, coverville.com, and you can post your notes, your comments in the show notes to this or any other episode. We'll be back on Thursday with a special tribute to MTV. Excuse me, man. I really gotta... Let me clear my throat. A tribute to MTV 30 years ago. Yesterday was the launch of MTV here in America. I know there were some other dates for the UK and for Australia and stuff. Back when they played music, they played a lot of it. And we'll play some covers of some of the first songs that... that MTV first played on that first inaugural day back in 1981. So stay tuned for that on Thursday. Maybe you can answer the question, what was the first cover that MTV played? The answer just might surprise you. That's going to be coming up on Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed, the Ultra Feed. Check that out by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, they will demolish your house to make room for an interstellar bypass.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.